will be speaking with Rose Colon. Rose is the Director of Women's Counseling at Pure Life Ministries. Rose and her husband Jeff first came to Pure Life in 1994 when their marriage was falling apart due to Jeff's lifestyle of sexual sin and drug abuse. God has since totally transformed their marriage and their lives. And today, they help to oversee many of the ministry's daily operations. Rose has a Master's of Ministry in Biblical Counseling and holds certification from the International Association of Biblical Counselors. Rose will talk with us about the emotions she experienced when she first discovered her husband's involvement with pornography and prostitutes.
When everything came into the light, I was just shocked, totally shocked. How could I not know who I'm married to? How can I not know who this man truly is? How can he deceive me? And I just felt so betrayed.
Rose will also give us the three biblical principles that impacted her the most as God was healing her heart.
What were some of the lowest moments for you? Because I think there's a lot of women out there, even right now, as they're playing this, they're at that low moment. They're in the fog.
Right.
And can you maybe speak some light into that fog right now? What was that like for you?
Well, when I met Jeff, I really thought I was meeting a Christian man. When I married him, I really believed he was a Christian because he was attending church. He was in the worship team. And needless to say, when everything came into the light, I was just shocked, totally shocked. And I was just so devastated because I couldn't believe, how could I not know who I'm married to? How can I not know who this man truly is? How can he deceive me? And I just felt so betrayed that, you know, I put my heart out there and he just stamped on it. You know, he didn't take into consideration what we exchanged the day of our wedding, you know, our wedding vows. I just felt like someone had just stomped on my heart. I felt dirty and used, you know, especially when I found out about the prostitution. I felt inadequate as a woman. So I had a lot of emotions going on during the time. I couldn't understand. He's, like I mentioned earlier, he's professing to be a Christian, but how is he doing the things he's doing if he's saying he has this relationship with God? And just the rejection that came along with that, it just brought me down to my knees. I mean, it really brought me to the feet of Jesus in a way that I had never been at Jesus' feet before. Just looking to him for answers, crying out to him to help me. There was a comfort in knowing that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and he can sympathize with me, and that I can come to him in the midst of everything I was going through, that he understood. He understood what it was like to be despised and rejected. I'm not saying my husband despised me, but definitely I felt rejected. You know, that was big for me, just feeling that rejection. But somehow I knew that, and this is what the Lord was making so real to me at the time. It was bitter in that sense, but it was sweet because the Lord was there in such a way that only he can bring comfort to my soul the way he did, going through all those emotions, just helping me sort through everything. And getting involved in the counseling at Pure Life is really what helped, because I, for once I felt like there's someone who understands what I'm going through. And I just felt like for once there was someone that had gone through this and come out the other side. You know, and it just helped me to see, okay, even though weeping is enduring right now, there can be joy that will come in the morning at some point in some time. Just holding on to that, Lord, you're going to bring me through this dark night of the soul, this dark valley. You'll bring me through. But I knew the only way I can get through it was just clinging to the Lord. And there was really, that was the only way to make it through all the emotions and everything I was going through. Not only when I woke up in the morning, but I found throughout the day. I mean, there were times I would literally be at my job at my desk and just sense the overwhelming feeling and the emotions of what I was going through with my husband, and having to leave and go to the bathroom and just cry out to God in the bathroom. I can't do this. I need you to help me.
You know, I can't help but think there's a lot of women that we correspond with, a lot of wives, that their husbands haven't taken their sexual sin to the degree of sleeping around with other women, but it primarily is focused on pornography as the major issue. And in your experience, I mean, you've had your training counselors for Pure Life who are counseling wives as we speak. You have yourself counseled women. Would you say that those emotions are fairly typical of the wife who even has as a husband who is just struggling with pornography?
Yes, it is. It is. I find that whether the husband has been in an affair or one-time stand or just viewing pornography on the computer or even just struggling in his mind, it seems like most of us ladies respond in the same way, just the betrayal, the anger, feeling rejected, all those feelings and emotions. You know, when I counsel and even when I go out speaking, it's amazing to me how I'll share with women all the emotions that I experienced and went through at that time, and how many women come up afterwards and their husbands are at different places or different levels of sexual sin, but the emotions are all the same. It's tough because you can't think rationally when your emotions are all out of control like that. You know, you just don't know which way is up and which way is down. And so many times, you know, we'll try to encourage the women, get godly counsel, you know, someone that can speak into your life and help you to know what to do from here or where to go from here, because you can't think rationally right now.
Well, since you've gone through the Pure Life program years ago now and are out on the other end of this and have been counseling other women who've gone through similar situations, if you could choose three scriptural truths that have impacted your healing and your growth the most, which ones would you highlight for our listeners?
Well, the first one for sure would be that the Lord just made very real to me how he is my husband through Isaiah 54, verses 4 through 6. A co-worker had sent this to me when I was in the midst of the battle, and I find that to this day the Lord just keeps reminding me of, maybe if I could read the scripture verse here. He said, "Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, nor be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you are refused, says your God." And what the Lord made so real to me through that passage of Scripture, and still to this day, is that he used my husband's sexual sin to really show me what I was really living for. I didn't realize how he was going to use my husband's sin to do a purifying work in my heart, because he wants me to be his pure and spotless bride, that he was a husband to me. And I had attitudes in my heart, sinful attitudes in my heart, like anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, murder at times, that weren't pleasing before the Lord. And the Lord knew exactly what I needed to help me to see my heart, because he wants to purify my heart, because he wants to be a husband to me. The second reality that the Lord was just making real to me was that I needed a greater reality of God in my life, his character, what he's like, his nature. You know, I got saved in 1984, and I knew I was a sinner. I knew I needed Jesus to be Lord of my life, but I really didn't know him. You know, when I look back at that, and I look back 10 years from when I got saved to when Pure Life came into our lives, I look back, I really didn't know the Lord, really, his character, what he was like. But he was teaching me. He was teaching me through what we were going through. Mm-hmm. And the other scripture that he was using to make it real to me was from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3. Where he spoke, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name, you're mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." And the Lord was just making so real to me that even though going through a dark valley or trials that come, you know, because sometimes you go through the program and you think, okay, everything's going to be great now. You know, my husband got his act together. We're going to have a great marriage. Everything's going to fall into place. And you find, no, it's just the beginning. You know, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's still a deeper work that needs to be done in our hearts. But the reality of God in those times, what he makes real about himself to you in those times are like treasures that come out of that. So many treasures come out of that. You just come into a greater knowledge of God that you can look back and say, wow, Lord, I thank you that I went through that. Because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't know you the way I know you now. Even though you can't see it at the time, when you come out the other side, you see, okay, God, you have a purpose and plan for every single thing that I have struggled with or gone through in my marriage or with my spouse, no matter how dark it is or I felt like I was going to drown in the midst of it. You've been there for me, and you've brought me through to the other side. And the other reality, that the third reality that the Lord just brought forth just in my healing, is just the greater reality of his presence. Psalm 46:1 says, he's a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And, you know, there were times that I didn't know where else to go or who else to turn to. But I knew I can go to God because he's my refuge. He's a hiding place for me. And in those times, he would strengthen me in the inner man to be able to do the things that I thought were impossible. And the reality of his presence, that he was with me, you know, no matter what we were going through or how dark it seemed or how long is it going to take till we get through to the other side, he was with me every step of the way. His presence was there. Even when I felt like he wasn't there, his presence was there because he's Emmanuel, God with us. Just seeing that, okay, this wasn't just something the Lord wanted to make real to me when my husband was in his sin and when he went through Pure Life, but this is like a constant daily reminder that the Lord's saying, Rose, I'm your husband. I want to purify your heart because I want you to be a pure and spotless bride. I want you to know me in a greater way, and I want you to be living and walking in my presence daily.
You have been listening to our interview with Rose Colon. Learn more about the ministry of Pure Life at purelifeministries.org. To hear more of our podcasts, search for Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.